Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it is back to the Fan After Dark. This upcoming segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that, Dylon. This is the Fan After Dark on a Monday night. We are just a few days away. We got another short week. I say short week. It's a Thursday to Thursday game, but again, we had the holiday weekend. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Let us know how your Thanksgiving went. I know a lot of you folks, a lot of you tolos and fatties who normally tune into us on the Fridays, on the weekends. You guys were bowed up with family. Whatever you had going on this weekend, whether you know you had the family come in, whether you went somewhere, how was the food? We had a story. Shout out to our boy Trevor, the creator, in the house as always, rocking the flannel. That's what we expect out of him. Stars tonight? Yay, nay? Okay, we'll get a stars report from our boy Trevor, the creator, at some point as well. We're trying to rip lip read through the glass.
Let me stop you right there.
One of us knows what the hell
we're talking
about.
Right there, Fred Davis. Yep. Dallas Fan Cam. Twitch and YouTube. Get to it right now. Fred Davis has a new facial hair makeover. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's definitely something to look at. At Dallas Fan Cam, Twitch and YouTube. Take 2 seconds out of your day and just go look. You don't look at me now. I don't want you to.
I mean, you can't.
Don't make me zoom all the way in.
Again, if you want to.
You get blinded by beauty. But, you know, if you want to look at Fred Davis, this is the perfect time to do it. He's right up in the camera. He looks like an undercover cop. I would be scared to get pulled over by him. That's all I'll say. And, yeah, someone said Mark Davis looks poor from his haircut.
But that's been his shtick forever, though. I mean, he's been getting the same haircut for, like, 20 years.
On the opposite side, Conor McGregor looks like he's got a ton of money.
So, Conor McGregor... I don't know. Okay, so about, what was that, a month and a half ago? Who was our, I don't know who our producer, were you the producer when we had Robert Gallery in the house? When we had Robert Gallery and the guy from Ibogaine?
I don't remember.
Okay, clearly so he didn't. It wasn't you.
Yes, Conor McGregor did Ibogaine. Look at us.
That's it. I'm intrigued by that. And the reason why I'm intrigued by that is what kind of.
Guys, I just want to say it'd be so easy to get Fred in the back of a truck. You see the report? It's true. Sees an Instagram post about Conor McGregor. I'm in Ibogaine. Send me to Mexico. I'm in.
Robert Gallery posted it.
I've seen enough. It's on the Instagram.
So what? You think Robert Gallery's lying about Conor McGregor doing it? Now look, okay.
Conor
Weinberg or whatever. Okay, sure. I got ball sacked on that, whatever the hell his name is. Whatever. Robert Gallery posted the thing about Ibogaine, okay? I don't want to hear it.
I just think it'd be easy to get you in the back of a truck with candy.
No, it wouldn't.
If I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
If I tried hard enough.
One tweet.
I've known you long enough.
That enough people also thought it was fake or thought it was real.
I think they thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny too, but I was like, wow, that's crazy.
You think that low of Abdul Carter?
I could care less about Abdul Carter. But in today's day and age, a guy looking at porn during a team meeting, is that the most insane thing in the world? Not necessarily.
I can't say that because people won't know it's a joke and they'll think there's some validity to it.
Well, guess what? Go to Twitter. Look at, what's his name? Carson Steinberg?
You've given him a new first name every time.
Wesley Steinberg.
A parody account.
Warren Steinberg. He doesn't say that it's a parody account,
they
by the
said,
way.
The Hunt family looks like they have money.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Adam Sandler's the opposite of looking like he got money.
He absolutely does.
Everyone's telling me to stay out of Paris.
Mm.
Fred ain't got Dubai money. You want a rebuttal? Tell him you got that cheddar?
I mean, right now, no. Right now, no. You're not wrong. I appreciate that. Something to shoot for.
Someone said I would take Brandon Aubrey, Jake Ferguson, and Quinnen Williams.
Okay.
Now, you better sit next to Brandon Aubrey on the plane, because that's not a lot of leg room if you sit next to Jake and Quinnen.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously. But, again, if you're taking the three of them, you've got PJ money.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I mean, if you're taking three random Cowboys.
You have to take somebody from the front office.
Oh, Jerry. That's a no-brainer.
Jerry would be fun.
Dude, could you imagine the stories you're going to get? I mean, think about what Jerry, the conversation we had with Jerry on Friday, yeah. And that was in 25 minutes. Yeah. Imagine if we had an entire, because you figure a flight to Paris is probably, what, 12 hours, give or take?
Yeah.
How long, when you flew to Greece, where did you
Istanbul,
right? And how long was that?
Like 14.
14. So I'm guessing it's probably 12 to 14 from here. If you've flown from here to Paris, what was the flight? 12 to 14 hours? So could you imagine 12 hours of just shooing it up with Jerry Jones?
How much do we think Jerry's knocked out sleeping? Do you think he's awake the whole 12? Chatting with us?
He may not be awake the entire 12, but I'm getting at least 6 to 8 hours out of Jerry Jones. I mean, look, if I'm taking Jerry Jones on a trip to Paris, I need at least 6 hours of convo and intel. At least.
Give me some behind the scenes.
I need some behind the scenes.
Why did you draft Taco Charlton?
I need to know why you drafted Taco Charlton, all right?
What did you see?
I need to know why you drafted Mozzie Smith.
I need answers.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I just need clarity.
Here's what I would tell Jerry. Everything we say is off the record.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't for public consumption. This is not going to be rebroadcast. This is property of the NFL Network. Yada yada yada. As you see. No. Discussion that happens in this plane stays in this plane.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
Would Jerry be your pick out of all front office members around the NFL?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Brent Veach number two.
Yeah, I'd probably go Veach number two.
I got to ask you, out of all the scenarios that happened yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys, which one hurt you before looking at the actual standings? Just like when you saw it happen, you're like, that makes it a lot tougher for the Cowboys to get into the playoffs.
Technically, you and I predicted every game that happened the way it did.
We didn't expect the Panthers to win. We thought
actually,
they'd cover.
Well,
we just expected them to cover.
I mean, I'm not. I did expect them. I mean, we did put them to cover. I'm not surprised. The Carolina's been that kind of team this year where they've looked like crap 1 week and then they've looked like world beaters the next.
They have been. That's a scary team to have in the playoffs where, yes, they can poo the bed and not play well.
Yeah.
But if you can go out, they beat two number one seeds this month.
Yeah.
Like they, I'm not saying no one's, you're not like, oh my God, we got the Panthers first round, we're going to lose. But it's one of those teams where they sneak up on you. They could be like how the Bucks were.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When they originally started, where it's like, the Bucks, what, who, Baker comes out and he's taking out the number one seed Eagles.
Well, and I think Dave Canales is a lot better head coach than people realize.
A Baker product.
And Liam Cohen. I mean, when did Jacksonville become the training ground for offensive guys to turn things around? I mean, you got him turning things around in Carolina, and Dave Canales has made Bryce Young a viable NFL quarterback.
I was
going to
say, if you watch the game, it's not like Bryce is absolutely MVP lighting up the league. He's doing okay. The defense has been making timely plays. They're just making all the right plays. They don't, other than Rico Dowdle here and there, they don't do anything that's world beater. We're like, Oh my God. Ted McMillan had one catch. It was the biggest one of the game, but Ted McMillan had one catch. Jalen Coker, who 90% of the people listening right now don't even know who that is, was made like five third downs for them for the Panthers. Matthew Stafford had two picks the entire year. They forced two in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, that defense has gotten better as the year's gone on. I do think if you go out and get him another, because I don't know what their cap situation looks like. I'm guessing they're going to have cap space.
I'll look it up right now.
It's not like they've got a bunch of big name, big money guys. I mean, hell, they traded a bunch of people away anyway. So I think, look, we all agree Ted McMillan's going to be a dog in the National Football League. Hell, we voted him onto our Pro Bowl vote the other day. We still have to make a defensive decision here at some point. But Ted McMillan is definitely one of the better rookies in the National Football League, and I think it's going to be a damn good receiver moving forward. You go get him another wide receiver or another good tight end for Bryce Young, and suddenly you've got yourself a little something going on there. And, of course, Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard have been a revelation over there in Carolina as well.
So they're 10th in cap space 2025.
Yeah.
They're 16th in cap space 2026. And 26, their expected cap is 29 mil. That's obviously if nothing else changes,
right? And you can always restructure things and what have you. And of course, you still got Bryce Young on a rookie deal. So, but no, Carolina again. I wasn't surprised they covered the spread. You and I both picked them to do that. Not all that surprised that they won the game because again, they are kind of a sneaky team like that. So, none of the games that went down. I mean, I know San Francisco. I mean, hell, I picked them to win, so that wasn't a big shock to me. We both picked Buccaneers to win. That wasn't a huge shock.
Than we thought.
2017, absolutely it was. And then I think there was one other game that they had that affected dadgum. What was it? Was it the – no, it wasn't the Bears. What was the other game that they were talking about? The Seahawks. And them winning. But, again, we knew they were going to win. I mean, Minnesota's terrible. I mean, did you see that pick six where Homeboy's getting sacked and just flings the ball
that's
up in
high
the air?
School. That's high school.
I mean, that's – what are we doing?
I knew when they put Brosman there, I had him throwing two picks on a parlay, and he threw four. I was like,
"So
that was a free pick."
I can't remember. I think it was Jeff Darlington or something. I don't remember what his name is. Guy from
Sounds
ESPN,
right?
Who came out with a report that said apparently Minnesota offered Sam Darnold the same kind of deal that Seattle did. But he just went ahead and went with Seattle instead. So
think about how Minnesota fumbled the bag. They let Darnold and Daniel Jones walk for free.
Well, I mean, they didn't let Darnold walk for free. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They offered him the same deal that Seattle did. He just chose Seattle, so you wonder why he chose Seattle over Minnesota.
All for them to keep Brosmer and J.J. McCarthy, and they who've had the two worst QBRs, not counting Geno Smith this year.
Now, I would say, should you have went ahead and signed Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston. You bet. You banked on J.J.
You put a lot on J.J. McCarthy. And
wait, who did they have before J.J.? I'm tripping. They got hurt. That was playing through injury, and they didn't want to have. Remember,
Carson Wentz. Yeah,
when they had him out there with like a broken rib playing.
Yeah,
I would have had maybe a little bit more of a viable backup, like Carson Wentz is.
I mean, Carson. But here's the thing. I think with Carson Wentz,
they were thinking
that all right, he's a veteran, he's going to be a good mentor for a J.J. McCarthy. Now, like I said, I think I would have gone with an Aaron Rodgers. That being said, Aaron Rodgers is over there throwing his teammates under the bus.
Throwing a hiss
Although
fit.
Pittsburgh's terrible.
I mean, I think he threw a hissy fit, but also when I watched the whole thing, he also took some accountability as
no,
well.
No, he did, but
he's just frustrated.
I think he's frustrated. He did make an interesting comment though too, where he said, "You know, when we have meetings, everybody needs to show up."
I mean, he wasn't even an abstract. He called him out. He said, "John's got another play."
He called, and when I call a hot route, you guys need to run the right one. So.
And then Cam Hayward's going off, T.J. Watt's going off.
I think. Look, Tomlin's got to go.
It's starting to get to happen.
I think you need you're at the point with Mike Tomlin, and I get it. If I have to hear one more, well, they've never been under 500 while he's been there. Who cares? So what? Maybe you need to go under 500. Yeah,
sometimes being right in the middle is the actual worst thing. Never retooled an actual blue chip player.
Well, not to mention you've been picking in that 15 to 20 range for a decade straight.
literally.
Right? I mean, seriously. So sometimes you need to bottom out.
Yeah.
So you can, because you know the one quarterback you went and got was Kenny Pickett.
In a draft where nobody wanted a quarterback.
In a draft where you had no quarterbacks, you went out and got Kenny Pickett, who wears gloves.
That's all that needs to be said.
That's all. I mean, I wear gloves when it's cold.
I'm also not catching the ball.
But I'm also not a quarterback making millions of dollars. And, yeah, so take that for what it's worth, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Okay.
Actually do the schedule next?
Let's do – we'll get back into some more playoff talk here because, again, what makes this so exciting and so tangible is the fact that – we can talk playoffs because it is very viable. It is very realistic. Now, some things need to happen for your Dallas Cowboys to do it, and it starts with the win on Thursday. But guess what? People didn't think they'd beat the Chiefs on this last Thursday. People didn't think they'd beat the Philadelphia Eagles the Sunday before that.
People didn't think they'd beat the
Raiders. I think we all and we'll get to the Raiders here in just a second because I watched that game yesterday, and I told my boy Mike Babbo that team needs to be moved, disintegrated. I don't know what, but that is football malfeasance and then some. All right, plenty more NFL to get to, plus your text messages, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We are going to get some Mavs talk as well. We will do a little more NFL, plus we'll talk about some college football. We've got some audio from Lane Kiffin, who apparently is the most hated football coach in America right now. We've got some fair foul to get to, and then, of course, you guys, we want to hear from you and your Thanksgiving weekends and kind of your thoughts as we're just a few days away from this Cowboy-Detroit Lion game on Thursday. Fatty's on the phone going down at 10:20. You know the drill. But when we come back, the probability that your Dallas Cowboys post-Chiefs game make the playoffs. We'll get to that next. That's Dylan. That's Blake. I'm Fred.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.